Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a busy mom and as a journalist, I need to make every minute count, whether that's working or creating more family time. And insomnia, when it comes to that, is not my friend. It can throw everything off. When it comes to work, I like my alone time before the sun is up. I like to be able to sit there and work so that as soon as the family wakes, I can focus on them. And so if I am dealing with insomnia the night before and I'm up till 3 a.m. fretting and worrying and tossing and turning, I pretty much can kiss the next day goodbye. And it's not just work that suffers, but the entire family. I used to try over-the-counter sleep aids, but those caused grogginess like no other. It didn't matter how much caffeine I drank the next day. Grogginess was part of daily life. And that is where Dream has been a game changer for me and for our entire family, honestly. So much so that that is why I am sharing the good news, because Dream is a revolutionary approach to sleep in the form of a guilt-free, indulgent hot chocolate with natural sleep-supportive ingredients. And get this, just so everybody is aware, because I'm sure many people are wondering, yes, it is gluten-free, it is dairy-free, it is vegan, it is non-GMO, and it is keto-friendly. It allows me to fall asleep, stay asleep longer, and then I wake up refreshed without the grogginess. I wake up energized and ready to get to work. I actually feel less stressed, so it helps my emotions. I feel completely rested and alert all day, even feeling like I can be more emotionally present as a parent. It is an amazing bedtime routine that I have now used for nearly a year. Our whole family has benefited and knows the routine. And mostly, they benefited because better sleep means a better you. It is a low-calorie drink. I wind down each night, just 15 calories, no added sugar. I sip it about a half hour before bed, give or take. I've also made Dream popsicles. I've recently been loving the capsules. Dream has given our gems an awesome deal for their first order. You can head to the website shopbeam.com/hiddentruecrime and enter the code TRUECRIME for up to 35% off your first order. You can also just click the link that's in the description of this video. That is there, shopbeam.com/hiddentruecrime. Or see this QR code? Hit that QR code, or not hit it, but shine your phone on that QR code. Use that QR code for up to 35% off your first order. Just enter code TRUECRIME at checkout. Welcome back. I'm Lauren Mathias with the third installment of Hidden Updates, which I think makes it officially official. So please hit subscribe and trust me. There is some big news to cover and you are going to want to listen until the very end. There is a bombshell in Sherry Frankie's new book about her mom, Mormon vlogger Ruby Frankie, that I think every hidden gem is going to want to hear. In a story that is giving some upsetting Lucy Letby vibes, another story that Hidden True Crime has covered, a Virginia NICU nurse, this time in the United States, is now behind bars and is facing some startling charges. This happened after three babies in the Henrico Doctors Hospital NICU were discovered to have unexplained fractures in late 2024. And not only that, but we have learned that there were four more babies with similar injuries last summer, 2023, that are now being investigated. 26-year-old Aaron Strotman was arrested last Friday on the charges of malicious wounding and felony child abuse. Now, there is a lot that we don't know yet, but there is some that we do know. Clearly, this investigation is ongoing. But let's go back to 2023 when these first injuries were reported. So in September of 2023, Dominic Hackey and his wife had twin babies in the NICU. Their names were Noah and Micah. And while Micah seemed to be having a harder time, Noah, by all accounts, seemed to be growing and thriving. That is until September 5th, when Dominic said, quote, "A nurse was standing over Noah swaddling him. I looked back and said, I noticed his left leg wasn't moving. It was kind of discolored. I told the doctor on staff, got some x-rays, and we determined he had a fracture to his leg So we are going to splint it for the next 2 weeks, end quote. They were then asked if they wanted to hold Noah, to which the parents responded no, because they knew they were not the ones to inflict this injury upon their baby boy, and they didn't want to be blamed for it. Dominique called his mom, actually. His mom just happened to be a former NICU nurse, and he explained that little Noah's tibia was unexplainably broken. Well, Dominique's mom ended up making a call to CPS to report what was going on, and they opened an investigation. There was also both a police investigation and an internal hospital investigation happening at the same time, but both of those ended up being closed. As for the hospital's closure of their investigation back in 2023, they suggested that maybe it happened during an overly rough injection that was given to Noah. As for the police, well, they suspected it may be child, but they didn't have a suspect, so they too closed their investigation. But it does seem like even though nothing came of the hospital's investigation, Aaron was kind of a suspect, per se. WTVR reported that the hospital had placed her on paid administrative leave after their investigation stated that her and another employee were, quote, found to have had contact with all of the infants in the time frame identified, end quote. But that unlike the other employees, Aaron was, quote, new to the unit and had more direct care responsibilities with the NICU infants, end quote. Aaron's leave lasted a year, so a good while, a whole year. And after she came back, more babies were injured. Eventually, over a year after Noah was injured, CPS told Noah's parents that they thought it was a staff member who hurt him. And not only that, there were three other babies who were injured around the same time frame. And then 2 months later, just a few weeks ago, the hospital announced that they would no longer be accepting babies into their NICU after the newest three babies were injured. They also opened up their own formal internal investigation, notified the families of the babies as to what was going on, and reached out to law enforcement, giving them all of their security footage to comb through. After the hospital made that announcement, Dominique decided to go public with their story, as this makes for a minimum grand total of seven injured babies in the NICU at Henrico Doctors Hospital.
They failed. Strictly, they failed on multiple different levels with multiple different families. And they need to be held accountable as well, because that shouldn't have happened. If they were suspicious of some person enough to let them go, they shouldn't have brought them back.
And then a few days later, Aaron was charged in relation to one of the baby's injuries that law enforcement says happened on or about November 10th, with all of the others still being investigated. Aaron has yet to be charged with any of the other six babies' injuries, and it's unclear if she will be. But at her arraignment hearing, there were members from three different families who showed up, whose babies had once been in Aaron's care, and something had happened to them. Little Noah's family was one of those that was in attendance, and there was also another family whose baby had, get this, 12 fractures. And there was one twin mom who said one of her twins who received care in the NICU passed away. But she said she didn't know if her baby's passing had anything to do with the care at the NICU, but I can certainly understand questioning this baby's care now. The interesting thing about this is that Aaron seemed to be a very beloved nurse. Again, as I said at the beginning, this has British nurse Lucy Letby vibes to it, who was also a very beloved nurse. There were photos of Aaron with the babies and even texts swapped between families where Aaron was lovingly referred to as one of their favorite nurses. And so all of this has definitely really shook these families and left them with a lot of questions and some answers. Over time, I am sure that we will hear more about Aaron, her charges, and possible additional charges. But for now, the hospital is still not admitting new NICU babies, and they say that they are taking extra measures to ensure that the babies that are currently in their care are well taken care of. We will certainly be continuing to cover this story. And for those of you that are interested in this Lucy Letby story that I've mentioned, you can check that out in the description of this episode. I'll have a link to our multiple episodes on that story. In Ohio, ongoing legal proceedings related to the Pike County massacre continue to unfold with new complications and legal twists. The grisly crime left
8 members of the Roden family dead overnight from April 21st to April 22nd, 2016. Christopher Roden Sr., his brother Kenneth Roden, his cousin Gary Roden, his ex-wife Dana Roden, his son Frankie Roden, Frankie's fiance Hannah Hazel, his daughter Hannah Mae Roden, and his son Christopher Roden Jr. 3 minor children were left alive and spared at 2 of the 4 crime scenes, a 3-year-old boy, a 6-month-old boy, and a 4-day-old infant girl. More than 2 years later, in November 2018, all 4 members of the Wagner family were arrested for the murders. Father George Billy Wagner III, mother Angela Wagner, son George Wagner IV, and son Jake Wagner. After spending about 2.5 years in jail, well, it was Jake that admitted to shooting 5 of the 8 victims. The motive? Custody of a 3-year-old daughter he shared with Hannah Mae Roden. Jake's confession resulted in a plea agreement that would mean life in prison with no possibility of parole. A key part of that deal was that Jake would testify to the details of the crimes in exchange for the death penalty being taken off the table for the rest of his family. 5 months after Jake's plea, Angela Wagner also made an agreement with the prosecution to testify against her own son, George, and her husband, Billy, in exchange for 30 years in prison without parole. George maintained his innocence all the way through his trial, which concluded in December of 2022 when the jury found him guilty on all charges. He was sentenced to 8 consecutive life sentences with no possibility of parole, among other charges. Well, last year, as one of the most expensive and most complex cases in Ohio history continued, Judge Deering, who presided over George's trial, retired and stepped away from the bench, ultimately handing the reins to Judge Jonathan Heim. This change has caused significant upheaval. First, in November of last year, Judge Heim approved the defense's request to change the venue for Billy's trial. The judge also decided to remove the death penalty from the case without the defense filing for that. The judge stated concerns about the length of the trial timeline and included comments about the additional legal complications presented by the death penalty. But the problem is, without the threat of the death penalty in Billy's trial, the prosecution believes that Jake and Angela have less incentive to testify truthfully or even testify at all. And then last week, in an unexpected ruling, Judge Heim sentenced Jake Wagner and his mother, Angela Wagner, for their roles in the crimes. Although Heim mostly followed the prosecution's guidelines, there is one controversial difference. Angela was sentenced to 30 years, as expected, and the judge mentioned that Angela could have stopped the murder spree at any time by simply making a phone call. Angela apologized for her role in the crime, saying that she knew the family's pain, quote, must be unbearable, end quote. I can only imagine.
You 3 don't plan to carry out and murder my grandson, Ruger, who was 6-month-old, laying in the bed between his mom and dad, Frankie Roden, and Hazel Gilly, let alone your granddaughter's mother. How greedy of a grandmother are you? How greedy. You killed your grandmother's, your granddaughter's mother. You're evil. You're evil. You are the spawn of Satan. And the Satan is Billy Wagner. You are the evilest mother to help plan, carry out, and take the lives of 3 other mothers. My daughter was only 20, and you want 30 years of your life behind bars. 30? She was 20! 20! She never knew how to buy alcohol. She got 6 months of her life with her kid. 6 months. And Hannah Mae Roden, the love of your life, Jake Wagner, the love of your life, your daughter's mother. She got 4 days. Kylie Roden got 4 days. Do you know what kind of answers I have, questions I have to answer? First, it was bad people came in. Next, they seen your faces on the news. So guess what? I had to explain more. Because they're not kids, little kids no more. They're not 6 months old. They're not 4 days old. Gruber's soon to be 10. 10 years he's been without a daddy to teach him how to fish, to teach him how to hunt, to do all the man things. He has to depend on uncles, cousins. Because of you, Jake. Greedy Jake Wagner. You. I want you to suffer. I want, this is what I want. And I've told all BCI. I want your mother to live and you boys to die as well as your dad. I want you to die so your mom feels the heartache of what it's like to bury a child. It's a heartache that never goes away. I hate you. You ruined my life. You ruined innocent children's lives. I hope you die. I pray every day you die. I pray your grandchildren and your children never want anything to do with you. And I hope they never do. I hope your daughter hates you with a passion in as much heart as I hate you, Jake Wagner. You shook my hand and acted as if you was my fucking friend. After you shot my daughter 5 times in the head. 5 times, man, while her son lay between them. And Hannah May, she's holding her little girl. And you shot her. How cold and evil you are, spawns of Satan. I'll say it again. Spawns of Satan, you and your brother. And you, evilness, created them. And Miss Rita, I feel so sorry for you because I know you're ashamed to have such a daughter and grandsons that evil. Because you was the first to feel the guilt and say you were sorry, and it was your Christian duty to tell the truth. So I have not very many words, mean words, but my heart breaks for you to have such an evil, evil control and response.
It is officially 2025, and as you are setting goals for the new year, consider adding a new language. Whether you use it for travel or your career, it is made simple by using Rosetta Stone. With 25 different language choices, Rosetta Stone has been the most trusted language learning program for 30 years. And not only is it easy to access on your phone or your computer, but actually learning the language is easier than ever before. Rosetta Stone is designed to teach you not only to speak the language, but also think in the language as well. Whether you want to learn French, Italian, German, Chinese, or something else, Rosetta Stone gives you plenty of options. Start the new year off with a resolution you can reach. Today, Hidden True Crime listeners can take advantage of this Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Every year I make the eat healthier, workout, be healthier resolution, but every year it's hard to stick with it. If I had an automatic way to do those things, it might happen. It would be a breeze. Similarly, every year, thousands of people add saving money and investing money to their New Year's resolutions. And Acorns makes it easier to start saving and investing automatically. You don't need to be rich or have to go on some crazy budget that doesn't allow you any freedom. With Acorns, you can start with $5 or even just some spare change. Acorns shows you where your money's going and you see projected growth. Head to acorns.com/hiddentruecrime or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing in your future today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/hiddentruecrime. Hormonal changes are so hard, to say the least. Hot flashes, anyone else? Add in the thousands of hormone disruptors that are in our environment, and it is even worse. From our water, food, the air we breathe, and the clothes we wear, they are everywhere. But the good news is that when Hormone Harmony enters the picture, it can help reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is a supplement that contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. The best thing about adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life.
Hormone Harmony is actually part of my personal 2024 playbook. Hormone Harmony makes no compromises when it comes to quality, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. That's happy, H-A-P-P-Y, mammoth, M-A-M-M-O-T-H.com. Just use the code HIDDENTRUECRIME at checkout. That's code HIDDENTRUECRIME. Use that with happymammoth.com for 15% off today. By then, when it came time for Jake's turn, he apologized and then gave a lengthy speech that was essentially a sermon, during which members of the Roden family walked out of the courtroom.
I know full well that the weight of my crimes and what I've done to you and your family. There's no amount of apology I can give today, no amount of explanation, no thing I can do to help you. This pain you have, loss, anger, hate, nothing can save that. But I'm not going to tell you, oh, this, this, and that. I'm going to tell you about me. Because, yeah, I used to be a manipulator. Miss Gilly affirmed that, and I truly was. But after I committed this crime, I was still a killer. Miss Gilly, I'm going to look at you because I feel you have the most hate. And this is for you. And whenever I committed those crimes, it was probably 2 or 3 weeks later, I was weighted down with the deal that I did. And I said the most sincere prayer that day I ever said. That faith. And I asked God, I didn't like what I did. I didn't like how I was living. I didn't like how the possibility of my daughter or even my nephew would grow up to be. And I asked God, I said, put me and my family back on the straight and narrow path by any means necessary. Any. And I can tell you today, I am not sorry I got caught. I'm sorry for what I've done. But I am glad I got caught. I 100% believe that it was Jesus who made me get caught to answer my prayer so he could become exactly who he's supposed to be to each of us, Lord, Savior. Because, Steely, I don't show much emotion. It's not in me. A quiet hour tonight, you've seen God, I do. I don't show much here. I'm kind of breaking up a little bit, but that's just me. I can tell you from my own experience, hate will not heal your heart. I'm not asking you to forgive me. I don't. But I ask you, if you are a woman of at least some kind of faith, you should really read the Bible, because hate won't do it. Hate won't only condemn yourself. But I want you to know, what I want to tell all of you, is how I was, how I believed. Now, I truly thought I was going to die and go to heaven prior to being arrested. And how I learned in my own time, alone with Jesus, just him and his word, I set aside every human teaching I was ever taught, even John 3:16. And I read the word for myself. John 3:16 don't save you. The Bible don't save you. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ will save you. And he did not promise one place in his word. I don't know how many of you have ever read the Bible. He's never promised he would save you from hell. He promised that he came here to save you from sin. To unleash you from the captivity of sin.
And then Judge Hine sentenced Jake to 8 consecutive life sentences, with the possibility of parole, though, after 32 years, noting, quote, 32 years out, you get your chance because you cooperated. Because you did something to acknowledge responsibility for the crime, end quote. But remember, the plea agreement was that Jake would serve 8 life sentences with no parole, no possibility of parole. And so essentially the judge has changed the plea agreement on his own. And the judge's response to the outrage, quote, if everybody wants the last judge's sentencing deal, they should have sentenced him under the last judge, end quote. Nevertheless, by sentencing the Wagners, the judge has effectively gutted the plea agreements prosecutors had secured with Jake and Angela by removing the last bit of leverage needed to compel them to testify. And so the state might be left without 2 of their most crucial witnesses for Billy's trial. And when will that trial be? Well, that is currently unknown because at least 1 appeal from the prosecution is still pending. And the location now for the venue change has not yet been selected.
It's no surprise that Judge Hines' removal of the death penalty and relocation of the trial has led to intense criticism by the victims' families, as well as the prosecutors. The special prosecutor has been particularly vocal, attempting twice to have Hines disqualified from the case, accusing him of bias and procedural missteps. Both of those efforts, though, have been rejected by the Ohio Supreme Court. Until that situation is settled, the entire proceedings are on hold. And at Hidden True Crime, we are planning to dive deeper into this case, much deeper, very soon, particularly into Billy Wagner's alleged role in these crimes. So keep an eye out for that and hit subscribe. And another case that we plan to follow. On New Year's Eve, what began as a DUI traffic stop in Utah quickly led to a murder investigation when a woman's body was found in the backseat of a car. This all started shortly after midnight on New Year's Eve, when police decided to pull over 40-year-old Jacob Johnson on suspicion of a DUI. Jacob pulled into the gas station, and when officers approached his car, so everything's going normally, right? This is New Year's Eve, a DUI, police are out. But when they approached his car, they saw the body of 30-year-old Summer Roney in the backseat. It was clear that Summer had significant injuries and that she had been murdered. Police immediately took Jacob into custody on suspicion of murder. And during an interview, he told them that he and Summer used to be in a relationship and even lived together, but that, quote, it was over with. He also said that he and Summer had gotten into an argument that had turned physical. And according to the probable cause, when asked if Summer had any injuries, he responded, get this, quote, physical trauma, to say the least. He wouldn't give any more details on what happened to Summer, but he did admit to being the one to put Summer's body in the backseat of his car. Jacob is currently being held in the Salt Lake Metro Jail after being charged with first-degree murder. Summer and Jacob first met 4 years ago, and according to her family, they were estranged at the time of her murder and not living together. From what her family has said, it is believed that Jacob was maybe driving Summer to his house because she did not have a driver's license, and that she was maybe going to end things once and for all. Summer's family is, of course, devastated by the loss, and they released a statement saying, quote, Summer was vibrant, kind, and a loving soul who touched the lives of everyone she met. She was deeply loved by her friends, family, and coworkers who will always remember her infectious personality and the joy she brought into their lives. This senseless act has left an unfillable void in our hearts. We ask for privacy during this difficult time as we grieve and we remember the incredible person Summer is, end quote. Now, this next case, it's unbelievable. And it isn't as current, but it is now just making the rounds. We're just learning about it last week. And in Texas, a 17-year-old teen has been charged with cruelty to livestock animals, which is a felony after she allegedly force-fed a six-month-old goat pesticides. Thank goodness this is a felony. This all started in October when Aubrey Van Landingham used a drench gun to force-feed the pesticides to the goat in her school barn where the goat was kept. And so the motive? Well, Aubrey was participating in showing livestock animals, and the goat, Willie, was a show goat that belonged to a fellow 15-year-old competitor. And Aubrey thought this 15-year-old was a, quote, cheater. So Aubrey used her phone, searching all sorts of different things, including different ways to poison animals, lethal doses of bleach, and even searched up, quote, how to clear your search history, end quote. That's not suspicious, is it? Then she used a drench gun to force feed the pesticide to the goat who tried to escape her. Cameras in the barn show that she went back and checked on the goat twice and then called the 15-year-old's mom to let her know the goat wasn't doing well. And so then less than 24 hours later, after experiencing respiratory distress and convulsions, the goat ended up passing away. Aubrey admitted to all of this to police, and then subsequently she was arrested and charged. She was bailed out, though, on $5,000 bond, and her next court date is January 15th. We will continue following. And this next story, this is yet another very difficult story to hear. Florida palliative care doctor named Stephen Leedy, who was also the vice president of operations at Seasons Healthcare Management, has been federally charged with 3 counts of production of child sexual abuse material and 2 counts of coercing and enticing a minor to engage in sexual activity after an investigation revealed he was behind an online account that was used to exploit 10 minors, including one 13-year-old girl who ended up taking her own life at his direction. Dr. Leedy used an online account with the name MaximumUncle9112. And according to a press release by the DOJ, he, quote, instructed the minors to produce explicit images of themselves and directed them to cut, choke, and hang themselves, end quote. He would also talk to the minor children on video calls and direct them to produce child material for him. Dr. Leedy's actions and coercion allegedly went so far that in 2021, a 13-year-old girl was found hanging from her shower head with her phone propped up on the bathtub in front of her. Prosecutors allege that this 13-year-old girl did that to herself at the direction of Dr. Leedy. And when her phone was searched, sexual conversations were found between the two of them, and he had allegedly told her to choke herself with a dog leash and hang herself daily. It seems like there are some further concerns to local people, given that Dr. Leedy's wife, get this, is the chief administrative officer for the Juvenile Welfare Board of the county. However, the board she works for says that this came as a complete shock to everyone, including her, and went on to say, quote, while this news leaves us stunned and saddened for Ms. Leedy, her family, and any potential victims in this case, I have the utmost confidence in her ability to continue to carry out JWB's mission of strengthening the lives of our county's children and families, end quote. Dr. Leedy's attorneys have spoken out saying that he denies any of this, and they are looking forward to putting in a not guilty plea and defending him in court. However, if found guilty on all these charges, he does face life in prison. Yesterday, on January 7th, the long-awaited book came out by Sherry Frankie. Who is Sherry Frankie? She is the daughter of Ruby Frankie, and her memoir is called The House of My Mother. We have extensively covered the Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrand case, which I will link below for all of those who want to catch up. And for a quick overview, Ruby Frankie was an LDS or Mormon mommy vlogger on YouTube who was often criticized for both her harsh ways of parenting and also the parts of her children's lives that she would show on vlogs, which many people did believe were exploitative. She also had over a million followers, so people also seem to enjoy her vlog. But eventually, Ruby stopped vlogging, and she instead began working with Jody Hildebrand, who at the time was a controversial therapist with an LDS background herself. Jody also formed a life coaching group called Connections, well known, especially in the Utah area. Ruby became Jody's right-hand woman. And back in the summer of 2023, Ruby was living at Jody's house when her then 12-year-old son climbed out of a window and ran to a nearby neighbor's house for help.
Yes.
Hi, I was just wondering if you could do 2 favors.
Well, what are they?
Taking me to the nearest police station. Well, actually, just one's fine.
What's going on, son? Have a seat there.
It's personal business.
Have a seat. What's your name? I just had a 12-year-old boy show up here at my front door asking for help. And he's said he just came up from a neighbor's house. He's emaciated. He's got tape around his legs. He's hungry and he's thirsty.
Need someone immediately.
He has duct tape around
his injury. There's sores around him.
Yeah, there's sores around him. I think the good chance he's been.
He also has.
Oh, and he has it around his ankle.
As well.
I mean, his wrist as well. Okay, this boy has been.
Needs immediate attention.
Oh, he was such a good kid.
This kid has obviously been. I think he's been.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/audio.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, what came after that was like something out of a horror movie. Both Ruby and Jody were charged with multiple counts of child abuse after Ruby's two children had significant injuries. Both women pleaded guilty to four counts of aggravated child abuse and were sentenced to a minimum of 4 years behind bars. I was at that sentencing. And now Ruby's oldest daughter, Sherry, is speaking out and finding her voice in her book and interviews for the first time since her mom's arrest and her little sibling's rescue. She has posted on Instagram here and there, but has never done any sort of public interviews until now. So on Tuesday morning, she was featured on Good Morning America, where she expanded more on life with her mom, Jody's role in the family, and how things played out. I am grateful that Sherry is finding her voice.
When I was younger, around like 5, 6, like Ruby was really physical, like, you know, whether it was like a slap to the lip or a slap to the cheek. When I would practice the piano, you know, like her hand would slam and like it was really scary. And honestly, when she met Jody, that kind of stopped.
Could you feel the shift when Jody came into your family's life?
I could for sure. I could feel the shift. I was like, oh, Jody, like, you know, I don't like her, but maybe this is one good thing that's come from it, is she's not yelling, she's not hitting us anymore. But it did become more psychological, and in a way that was more damaging to me.
In 2022, Hildebrandt moved into the Frankie home. The children's father, Kevin, moved out shortly after.
I certainly got weird vibes from Jody and Ruby. I don't think it's normal at all that a therapist would move into her client's home. I was moving out to college, and I hadn't even like left the house yet, and she is in my room and in my bed.
What was that relationship between the two of them?
Ruby tried to be secretive about it, and so like I don't know all the details, but just the vibes that I was getting was that something was strange between them.
In the book, Sherry writing about messages between the two, she says she found on Ruby's laptop after their arrest that confirmed for me the truth about the nature of her relationship with Jody and how it had spilled over into the physical. Ruby expressing her frustration about having to cater to Jody's needs for physical affection without getting anything in return.
Were they romantically involved with each other?
I never saw anything specific about that.
You think they were more than friends?
I'm not sure.
You believe that she was apologetic?
I think that she's as sorry as she can be. What she has done is so bad that I don't think her mind allows her to kind of fully comprehend the guilt of all that. And so I think that she probably genuinely believed everything she said. I don't believe it, though.
Sherry now trying to turn her pain into purpose.
There is no such thing as a moral or ethical family vlogger.
Advocating to restrict family vlogging with children too young to consent.
Is there anything that you would say to Ruby if you had the chance?
Probably tell her I'm happy without you. Like, I was scared of her for so long, and I am pure without her approval, and I am just fine.
Have you forgiven Ruby?
Forgiveness is something I've had to like study a lot and kind of think about what it means. But for me, forgiveness would look like not letting that consume every moment of my life and all of my thoughts. I am just trying to move on with my life and trust that things are going to work out the way they're supposed to.
But that is not all, Gems. I've already read the book. In fact, this hidden update is a little bit late because I needed to finish this book. I couldn't put it down. And I have to read a small segment to y'all, because I told you at the beginning of this update that there would be a bombshell from this book, and there absolutely was. It is everything that we have been talking about here and reporting on at Hidden True Crime for years. Take a listen. Chapter 42 from Sherry Franke's new book, The House of My Mother. The title is called True Crimes. Quote, shortly after moving into my new shared apartment, I sat with my roommates in the living room watching a true crime documentary, Sins of Our Mother. Okay, I'm going to pause there for just a second. Sins of Our Mother is a Netflix documentary that my co-host, my husband, Dr. John Mathias, is a psychologist in. He's featured in that documentary. Okay, I'll go on. It was about an LDS couple, Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell. They had gotten married super fast after both their spouses died under sketchy circumstances. Chad's former wife, Tammy Daybell, died in October 2019 under suspicious circumstances, and Lori's former husband, Charles Vallow, was shot and killed by Lori's brother in 2019. In September 2019, Lori's two children, Tylee Ryan, 16, and Joshua, JJ Vallow, 7, were reported missing. Lori and Chad married in November 2019, just weeks after Tammy's death, and while their kids were still missing. The couple were immersed in the same extreme religious beliefs and doomsday preparations as Jody and Ruby. And the way this family spiraled into darkness felt horribly similar. Their intense belief in the second coming and their obsession, ready for this? Their obsession with Tom Harrison's visions of glory prophecies. We have talked so much about that, have we not? It was all the same stuff Ruby and Jody were always going on about. But it wasn't until watching that documentary that my hope faded into the darkest thoughts Odd had yet. Ruby and Jody were just as unhinged as Chad and Lori, if not worse. If we don't do something soon, my siblings are going to die. End quote. I have always said, and I will say, that her siblings are lucky to be alive. And so for those that are new to our Ruby Franke coverage, or are new to our Tim Ballard coverage, or our most extensive coverage on the Lori Vallow case, links are there in the episode description, including an in-depth analysis of that book that Sherry mentioned, Visions of Glory. It was in collaboration with Mormon Stories. Keep in mind that Lori Vallow has another trial coming up this year, and we plan to be there. I will be there. Lori is planning to represent herself and is calling her defense team, are you ready for this? The Daybell defense team, meaning she's still in love and married to that fifth husband, Chad Daybell. She is charged with murdering her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, in 2019. And that murder of Charles Vallow is the beginning of a killing spree across states. Lori's already been convicted of killing her own two children, JJ Vallow and Tylee Ryan, as well as her fifth husband, Chad. So Chad Daybell's late wife, Tammy Daybell. She has yet, though, to face a jury in the death of Charles Vallow. Until this year, the man who sounded the alarm and sought help before he was brutally gunned down while trying to take his son, JJ, to school. Lori Vallow, or Lori Daybell, as she likes to still be called, also has a status hearing this Friday, and we will be sharing the very latest. So hit subscribe and continue following at Hidden True Crime. Beyond our weekly hidden updates, we are also planning weekly behind-the-scenes episodes exclusive to our Patreon viewers. This week on Patreon, we talk about our personal highs and lows of 2024, as well as the Vegas Cybertruck incident on New Year's Day. Dr. John weighs in. If you value our weekly updates, which might turn into bi-weekly, we'll see, please hit subscribe, and I just want to say thank you again for your support as we enter 2025. Thank you for your support here. And thank you for your support on Patreon, patreon.com/hiddentruecrime. This is Lauren signing off at Hidden True Crime.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks. Plus, you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.